I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
This to me is a hilarious story, even though six police cars got involved with it. Tell me what you think about this guy pulling a prank as a panda that went terribly wrong.
Police in Muskego released a 911 call related to a suspicious person in Muskego last week.
What one neighbor thought was a theft turned out to be a pretty good laugh. CBS 8's Lindsay Brandwall spoke exclusively to the neighbor and has this report.
It was 11:30 in the morning when the call came into 911 about a strange sight on this Muskego street. Molly Salentine's dogs just needed the bare necessities.
I had to work a couple more hours than originally planned, so I needed somebody to let out the dogs.
When she asked her neighbor to do it, Molly had no idea the pandemonium that request would cause.
Keep in mind the word she just said, pandemonium. That is what we call foreshadowing.
We still don't know if the dogs were let out.
Muskego 911.
The report was for a suspicious person, or the caller suspected it was a person.
It's a big what, I'm sorry?
Teddy bear. Honest to God.
Somebody dressed as a teddy bear?
I knew that my neighbors had a security camera set up. And I thought, well, I'm going to make the ordinary extraordinary. I'm going to dress up in the panda outfit.
Stop. The panda doesn't want to be identified.
The neighborhood has...
I mean, it's funny, Alex, in this video where it'll be up on the Dummy of the Day blog, when he does a TV interview, he's in the panda outfit.
No.
But you can see him in the costume as a panda. Let's see what else he's got going on here.
But Molly feels he still has all the qualities of a good neighbor.
Qualities.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I got to give it to her. She's kind of punny today. This lady is good.
A funny joke.
The panda was caught black and white handed on multiple...
Oh, come on, black and white handed. This lady is so funny.
Security cameras and by Muskego police.
So just as I was about to pivot up and walk up my lawn, I turn around and I see at least three squad cars with a fourth and a fifth coming.
I'd be Muskego pooping my panda pants.
Hold on.
I realized...
He bamboozled everyone. Liv, you need to have a punny joke. Go.
Pandas are white and black.
Oh, no. There's our blonde joke.
There we go.
Nothing was criminal.
I mean, you're allowed in my house. I cleared it with the police.
The panda had the right to bear.
I paid about $125.
The right to bear?
The right to bear arms.
I almost missed it.
For this costume, I'm going to get my money's worth.
Of course, no arrests were made. Both parties are thankful their neighbors were looking out and reported suspicious activity. Reporting from Muskego, Lindsay Brandwall, CBS 58 News.
Oh, that wasn't a joke. My bad. That was pretty good, though. I got to give it to her. Sometimes those reporters are annoying, but I enjoyed her little panda puns.
I liked it, too.
All right.
I kind of expected like a Panda Express joke from Liv. She loves Panda Express.
He's going to get Panda Express for lunch.
He didn't have good fortune.
Ah, dang it.